Money Talk. This is Akashwani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on GST Bachat Utsav, Boosting Savings, Fueling Growth. The participants are Mohit Singla, Chairman, Trade Promotion Council of India, and Arjun Chaudhary, Anchor.
I'm joined by Shri Mohit Singla, who's the chairman at TPCI. And today's topic is on the GST Bachat Utsav. Bachat Utsav, or also known as a savings festival, begins on the 22nd of September, coinciding with Navratri. And the benefit of prices cut is for consumers as a result of GST 2.0. The Navratris are going to be for 9 days in honor of Goddess Durga. And during the month of Ashwin, that then ends with Dasera, consumers will have the opportunity to spend and help in the business cycle of the economy. Mr. Singla, warm welcome to you in the program.
Thank you so much, sir.
Let's now hear what Prime Minister Narendra Modi had to say about the benefits of the new GST slabs.
GST ko bhi humne sirf do slab tak simit kar diya hai. 5% aur 18%. Bahut sari cheeze अब टैक्स फ्री हो गई है. बाकी सामान पर भी टैक्स बहुत कम हो गया है. आप आराम से अब अपना नया घर बना सकते हैं. कोई स्कूटर बाइक खरीदना है, बाहर खाना पीने के लिए जाना है, कहीं घूमने फिरने जाना है, ये सब पहले से सस्ते हो गए हैं.
Mr. Singla, let's begin by understanding what the 2.0 GST is all about with effect from September 22nd. It's a two-slab system. 99% of the goods which were previously taxed at 12% will now attract 5%. And these are known as essential goods, while 90% of the goods which were previously taxed at 28% will now attract 18%. What are the goods and services that benefits are likely to enjoy in the short to medium term as a result of GST 2.0?
Thank you. Very good evening to all the audience. Rightly said, it's a very auspicious moment for the country, and it's a phenomenal change in the policy making, as we have seen made by the very bold step by the government as in form of GST 2.0. The slab rates, the tax rates have been drastically changed from 4 to 2, and most of the goods will now be taxed at 5 and 18%. I see this as a welcome step by the government, very appropriate timing when we see that a lot of challenges are being faced in the export market, a lot of turbulences with the US market specifically, and almost $50 billion worth of business getting into some sort of a turbulence. Very rightly timed, the government of India has come up with this change in the GST regime, and a lot of products such as food products, building and construction, infrastructure related products, health products, insurance schemes, white goods, those products which actually touch the lives of the common man have been drastically reduced in the tax slabs, and thereby giving a lot of liquidity to the common man to purchase more, to create internal demand at the right moment, and also to support the MSMEs who have been involved in manufacturing process will now see a better sense in the consumers.
Let's now hear what the Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnav, has to say about GST 2.0 reforms.
Modi ji ne aake 2014 ke baad mein sabka saath, sabka vikas, sabka vishwas aur sabka prayas jo liya, us mantra se sabhi rajyon ko saath leke aaye. Pehle jo 500 taxon ka makad jal tha, usko dur karke ek unified GST leke aaye. Unified GST jab sab jagah acceptable ho gayi, tab usme next generation reforms leke aaye.
Mr. Singla, since you mentioned about businesses and producers, how do you see the input tax credit readily, compliance ready for businesses? How do you see them ensuring that the GST is collected in a way that allows for not only the collection but refund under 2.0?
60 days used to be the number of days that the department used to take to refund the GST, which is the input GST in case of exports. So if an exporter used to buy inputs from the market, he would pay the GST and export the consignment to the international market. But the department used to take 60 days to refund the GST input. In the 2.0 regime, the 60-day period has been reduced to just 7 days. to refund 90% of the input tax that has been paid by the exporter, and it is a big breather. It will ease out the much needed liquidity. For 53 days will be free, and the exporter and the businessman can actually work a lot more easier in terms of their cash flow and of their working capital requirement. And that apart, the working capital cycle will of course increase, and the new registration is also a very important aspect, which earlier used to take 45 to 50 days will now be done in 3 days' time. That is also a very transformational change for companies who have pan-India business. They can now immediately open up an office. They can immediately start being tax compliant and also be able to take the input credits as soon as possible.
So tax compliance under 2.2 is leading to refunds, registration, and more importantly, the input tax credit, which is being made a lot more convenient for the businesses, and only then can they pass on the benefit to the consumer. So coming back to GST 2.0, you have essential goods taxed at 5%, you have merit goods taxed at 18%, and you have luxury and sin goods, which are known as demerit goods, which are taxed at 40%. Let's have a look at small cars and motorcycles below 350 cc, where the GST rate is 18%, and it's the same for electronic appliances. How do you see a boost in consumer spending when it comes to vehicles and electronic goods?
Let's look at the white goods market in India. I would approximately quantify the volume of business in white goods in India at approximately 2 lakh crores, and also the automobile markets in the motorcycle segment at approximately 3.5 lakh crores. 10% decrease in the tax slab straight away makes up a saving of almost 40,000 crores, which is directly passed on to the consumer. And it is making the overall impact on a pan-country basis makes it a very huge quantum that is passed on to the consumer as a benefit. I mean, simply taking the case of white goods, more and more urbanization is happening, and the white goods market has been growing. And in this high growth trajectory, 10% increase from 28% to 18% is a big booster to the consumer. Also, not to miss is the infrastructure, the cement, steel, and the sand, aggregate, tiles. All those materials have also been drastically reduced, considering almost 12 lakh crore infrastructure market, which is 3.5% of our GDP. You are straight away looking at 1 lakh crores of saving in terms of the consumer purchase parity. And I think it brings a lot of joy. It makes the projects a lot more cheaper. It makes the overall atmosphere a lot more easier as compared to the previous regime.
Well, it's interesting that you're talking about home buying, and GST for home buyers is 5% under construction residential properties and 1% for affordable housing under 45 lakh rupees, 60 square meters in metros and 90 square meters in non-metros. Also, if you look at the builders, their operating costs are going to come down because cement is at 18%, steel at 18%, bricks, tiles and sand at 5%, and paints and varnishes at 18%. How do you see this industry benefiting not only builders, developers, but also buyers of home when we're talking about the middle class, upper middle class and lower middle class?
Absolutely. It's a direct benefit to the consumer. What they save to buy a house has always been a big challenge to a retail buyer. And overall industry is heavily supported by bank loans. And today, a reduced slab for the home GST is a straightaway benefit to the consumer. Definitely boosts a lot of confidence and makes a consumer more confident to make up a purchase. And definitely the builders are also going to feel a lot more easy on their balance sheets, on their cash flows, on their working capital requirements. And overall, as we also discussed previously, the refunds are going to be much more faster. So the supply is going to be more robust. I see the projects closing much earlier, much faster, and the consumers are also going to benefit with the reduced cost. I think the demand is definitely going to increase heavily in the residential segment.
Since you mentioned about supply chain, and it's all about your supply chain network in circumstances, what's happening in the export market as well, how do you see the savings for citizens, which is computed at 2.5 lakh crore rupees? You're seeing a rise in disposable income. But there is, alongside of this, the promotion of Atmanirbhar Bharat and Swadeshi products, where citizens are encouraged to buy domestically manufactured goods.
It's a thoughtful plan of the government to promote Swadeshi goods, the need of the hour to promote Indian goods. In fact, we are now seeing consumer interest is shifting towards the Indian-made products, not just in the regular markets, but also in the luxury markets, creating an overall ease in the taxation burden. Indian products will definitely see more traction in the consumers, not just in India, but in overseas markets. More labor-intensive sectors will feel the demand from the Indian consumers. And with the export markets facing doldrums, the Indian consumer demand is definitely going to sustain the overall momentum of the Indian GDP growth.
So the 56th GST Council chaired by Union Minister for Finance, Nirmala Sitharaman, also has certain FMCG products at nil rate. Milk products, butter, ghee and paneer. The entire dairy ecosystem is getting a boost. How do you see food inflation actually come down to the deflation level as a result of GST 2.0?
This is the most important aspect of this announcement. If we look at the Indian food retail market, fifth largest in the world, and is currently estimated at almost 90 lakh crores. With all the consumers, including groceries, staples, processed food, frozen food, and overall food ecosystem. 7% decrease in the GST tax is going to be significantly for a large country like India. Overall budgets of the households are going to be balanced. Overall quantum can easily be looked at almost 10 to 12 lakh crores in the longer run in the entire food chain.
Mr. Singla, finally, I would like to ask you about the nil rate, which includes life-saving drugs, educational essentials and individual health and life insurance policies. These are exempt under GST 2.0. How do you see this benefiting consumers in the lifestyle?
The financial gains that we have been talking about so far with regards to all the other sectors, whether it is infrastructure, food, white goods, automobiles, more than anything, it is the human health which is the most expensive. Having a nil rate health insurance is the need of the hour when a consumer can with confidence go to a hospital, get the treatments done at the world-class facilities that India has been promoting. So the overall health ecosystem with the medical devices getting cheaper, the insurance getting cheaper, the hospital inputs getting cheaper, the overall health ecosystem will be a lot more affordable. It will be even more affordable. We are going to see a lot more foreign patients that who will also come to India. We will see a lot of growth in the medical export sector. And India is going to emerge as a major supplier of healthcare services to the world.
Well, I would love to also include travel and tourism because rentals at accommodations below 7,500 rupees per day is also seeing a GST cut. Commute when it comes to air travel or by railways. How do you see travel and tourism go up?
Well, the government has very meticulously planned the overall boost of the tourism sector in the country. More and more tourism sites are being developed with the e-visa facilities available to the global countries, to the global partners. There is going to be a lot more tourists that we will see in the country. Tourism sector is going to benefit largely out of this new tax regime.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Mohit Singla, for being with us on this program and talking to us about the Bachat Utsav as a result of GST 2.0, which includes goods and services under the GST slab of 5% and 18%. I would also like to inform our listeners on Akashvani that in case you have any questions or queries regarding Goods and Services Tax 2.0, you can contact NCH1915 or you can get in touch on WhatsApp 8800001915. Thank you so much, Mrs. Singla, for being with us on Akashvani.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on GST Bachat Utsav, Boosting Savings, Fueling Growth. The participants were Mohit Singla, Chairman, Trade Promotion Council of India, and Arjun Chaudhary, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Money Talk.